About 10% of U.S. households are food insecure, and there are a number of federal programs in place to help bring that number down. One of those programs is the Supplemental Nutrition Education Program, or SNAP-Ed, which involves educating food stamp recipients about low-budget eating. But according to an investigation by Harvest Public Media and the Midwest Newsroom, some employees of the SNAP-Ed program are paid so little that they themselves are experiencing food insecurity. Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin reports.
Hi, guys. Would you like to try some roasted garbanzo beans?
Once a month on a Saturday morning, Del Jacobs sets up a booth at the Urbana Farmers Market in central Illinois. People periodically walk by her booth, which today features a simple, healthy recipe.
And then put it in the oven at 400 for 40 to 50 minutes. I go longer because I like a crunch.
This is just one of Del's responsibilities as a SNAP-Ed community worker. She also runs community cooking classes, visits food pantries, and teaches SNAP recipients how to eat healthy on a budget. But this, meeting people at the farmers market, is her favorite part of the job.
I just love talking to people of all walks of life, and that's what I get to do in this job.
What Del doesn't like about the job is the pay. At the time we met, Del was making $13.79 per hour. She'd been working there for 6 years, and over that time, her pay increased by just a dollar an hour. She says the pay is so low that, ironically, she herself has qualified for SNAP benefits. She took an additional job to make ends meet.
Once a week, I clean a house for $25 an hour, and isn't that sad that I get more for cleaning a house.
Del's not alone. According to an investigation by Harvest Public Media and the Midwest Newsroom, SNAP-Ed employees across the Midwest make on average about $13 an hour. The SNAP-Ed program is grant-funded through the U.S. Department of Agriculture. In most Midwestern states, it's run by a land-grant university. So in Del's case, the University of Illinois determines her wage. Jennifer McCaffrey is the SNAP-Ed program coordinator in Illinois. She knows that some of her employees struggle financially.
Yeah, it does concern me, but you kind of have to find out, well, what does this individual need that can help them? So is it more affordable housing? It runs the gamut, right?
Del says what she needs is a higher wage, which she did finally receive just recently. She now makes $16.51 an hour. And she's not alone. In just the last few months, workers in Missouri, Iowa, Kansas, and Oklahoma also received wage increases. Candace Gable is the program director in Oklahoma. She just successfully raised her employees' wages from $10 to $12 an hour. But she says that's still not high enough to attract and retain workers.
You can't hire anybody because they're so low, because you can go to work at McDonald's in Tulsa and make $15 an hour.
But Gable only has so much wiggle room. After all, SNAP-Ed is a USDA grant-funded program. So if she wants to increase wages, she probably has to cut the number of positions.
And if we don't have enough people to reach the population, then how are we going to meet our goals?
Goals like reducing Oklahoma's high obesity rate or teaching healthy eating habits to children. To do that and pay her employees a living wage, Gable says she needs more money from the USDA. The USDA declined to speak on the record for this story, but did send a statement emphasizing that it's up to each state to determine staff salaries. But there's a cap to each state's SNAP-Ed funding allocation. That number is determined by a formula in the Farm Bill, which is set to be reaffirmed next year. A new formula could mean more money for states, and by extension, for SNAP-Ed workers like Del Jacobs. And while Del did get a recent raise, she says she's still fighting to earn a living wage. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom.